Go Bombers!
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Number 3, Medical Plaza.
Well, it will be Heritage's ball to start this final quarter as as Mountain Home is up 62-31. Again, Mercy Rule is now in effect, so the only way the clock will stop in this final quarter is if someone calls a timeout.
Yeah, I scored 24-9 in that, but that, you know, we've given up 11-11-9, so defensive pressure a little better there during that quarter. A lot of those came late in the quarter, though.
Here's Pockers. She'll give it to Olson. Olson will give it to Cornog. Back to Olson. Down to Holden in the low block. She gets a layup. Good.
Yeah, she's had good position there. Good pass inside.
She now has 9 on the night.
And Matt, remind me, even if it gets below 30, it doesn't matter. I guess it's 29. It's still running clock once you get to 30.
That's right. Three-pointer by Williams won't go, and Cornog gets the rebound. And back comes Heritage with it. Hawkers with it. She will pick up her dribble on the left side. Gives down to Holt on the low block. She's going up for another layup. She'll be fouled on the layup. And so she's going to go to the free throw line as the clock continues to run.
No, that was a good help by Addison Ferris, but they're going to get her on the foul.
That's her first personal foul. First team foul in the fourth quarter against the Lady Bombers. So Holt back at the free throw line. First shot is up. No good. Hey, Chairs coming in for Mount Home for the first time tonight, replacing Lincoln Anderson. Chairs, a 5'6 junior. So one more free throw for Holt. Second shot is up. Good. She's now double figures with 10. 62-34, Mount Home up. Less than 6.5 left to play in this game. Ball goes to Alkire on the right side. Press throw it to across court to Chairs. It goes over her head and out of bounds.
Yeah, she had Sarah Williams flashing, and I think right as she went to pass that ball to Tay, she saw Sarah flashing and tried to hold up. Maybe she got a little much on it.
6-10, let's play in the game. Here is Pockers throwing it over on the left side to Cornog. Now to Pockers in the corner. She's going to dribble to the low block.
Good help.
Her pass is knocked away and stolen by Rawls. She will give it to Ferris, who's back the other way. Ferris is going to throw it out to Rawls on the left side for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Holt.
Yeah, good. I tell you, on that other end, Sarah Williams came over with great help, and Lauren was able to make that.
And the unforced turnover as the ball goes through Olsen's hands and off the official.
Yeah, Layman's arguing that ball was going to end up about 4 rows deep in the and he said, hit the official, you're in bounds.
Ball goes up top to Rawls over on the right side to Alkire. Down to Williams on the low block. She'll throw it out to Rawls. Down to Chairs in the corner. Back out to Rawls. Now to Ferris in the left corner. Back out to Rawls. 15 left on the shot clock. Tries to throw it to Williams. Ball goes wide of her and out of bounds.
Yeah, it's trying to feed the post down there just a little too much.
Over 5 minutes left to play in this game. Mount Home up 62-34. Here's Pockers into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Gives there to Cornog. Finds Rockwell at the free throw line. Over to Olson on the right wing.
Left side.
Tries to throw down the whole ball. Is knocked off the leg of a Lady Bomber. It goes out of bounds. And it will be Heritage's ball as the clock continues to run with 4:40 left.
You got 18 to shoot. Heritage does.
So Olson will inbound the ball. Gets it in to Rockwell. To Rockwell. Yeah, her pass is knocked away and stolen by Sarah Williams. Williams throws it right into the hands of Holt.
Yeah, I don't know. She thought somebody was cutting it again. I don't know what happened there.
Holt's going back the other way, going up for the runner, off the glass and in.
Tegan
Holt with 12 points on the night. 62-36, Mount Home up. 4:07 left in the game. Ball goes to Chairs in the left corner. She'll dribble out to the top. Throws over in the right wing to, I can't tell who that was. Those Rawls now finds
nice
Williams.
Cut, nice
ball
pass.
Goes to Paris. She had that nice cut, but couldn't get the layup, and the rebound's controlled by Cornog.
Yeah, it was a great cut. Nice pass by Sarah Williams to hit Addison.
Holtz with it. She's going to go up for the runner. It will miss everything, and Chairs gets a rebound. Back comes Mount Tom with it as they lead by 26. Ball goes to Rawls. Down to Alkire. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the left corner. No good. Rebound sucked around and controlled by Rockwell. Back comes Heritage. Ball goes to Pockers in the front court. She has it on the left side. Pockers dribbles up to the top. 3:23 left. Now Cornock has it up top. Over on the right side, Olsen. To Holt in the paint. She puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Ball is knocked around. And Rockwell tried to save an inch. She couldn't. And it goes out of bounds with 3:09 left in the game. Deanna Hook Human coming in for the first time tonight for Mount Tom, replacing Sarah Williams. Human, a 5'10 senior. 5'10 junior, excuse me. Less than 3 minutes left to play. Mount Tom's lead is 62-36. Ball goes down to Human in the lane.
Let's go. Looking like getting in the game and getting you a quick score. Good job, D.
Good find by Lauren Rawls.
Absolutely. Too. Great pass by Lauren. Lauren's one of the better passers, to be honest with you, of this group that's on the floor right now.
64-36, Mount Tom up. 2:35 left in the game. Here is Holt putting up the three on the right side. No good. And Human chases down the rebound. Ball's into the front court. Ball goes to Alkire on the right side. Down to Ferris in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three. In and out. Human gets offense rebound. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line as the clock continues to run with 2:18 left.
Well, that ball went anywhere but down for Ferris. She had a great shot right there in the corner.
Addie Olsen picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one again in the fourth quarter against the Lady War Eagles. So Deanna Human at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. Bounces around and falls out. Lily Akavi coming in for Mount Tom, replacing Aston Ferris. Akavi, a 5'10 sophomore. And for Heritage, Holt checks out. And then she came in for her. Human missed both free throws, and the rebound comes to Heritage. Might have been Ketterman. I think it was Ketterman that came in.
Yeah.
All right, so here is Pockers with it. She will give it to Cornog on the left side. Her three-pointer misses everything, but Olsen's there for the offensive rebound. She'll give it back to Ketterman. Now to Rockwell. She puts up the layup. She gets the basket and draws the foul.
That's by Joanna Rockwell.
Joanna Rockwell goes to the line for the three-point play. Tay Chairs picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the fourth quarter. 1:08 left as the clock continues to run. Rockwell misses the free throw, and the rebound's controlled by Akavi. So Rockwell, one of two from the line for the night. With 7 points back the other way, Tay Chairs puts up the jumper. Good.
Yeah, nice quick find to get Chairs wide open on the block.
Chairs with her first 2 points. 45 seconds left to play in the game. Now it's on lead to 28. Here is Rockwell giving it out to Pockers. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Chloe Pockers with her first field goal of the night. She's got four. And Joanna Rockwell is going to check out of the game as it is Alexa Best coming in for the Lady War Eagles.
Lady Bombers going to move to 11-2 on the season with as hard of a non-conference schedule as we had. That's an excellent start to this year.
Mm-hmm. Ball goes up top to Rawls, down to 15. That tried to throw it down to Akavi, goes through her hands and out of bounds. And 10 seconds left as Heritage gets the ball back. Pockers probably going to try to see if she can get one more shot off. Now ball goes to Ketterman. She puts up the shot to try to beat the buzzer. It wouldn't go. And that's going to get the 25-point victory in their first home game of the season.
A nice way to get home and get a win against the 6A West opponent.
So it is Mount Tom defeating Heritage tonight, 66-41. We will come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.